That was our sort of new music set. The last song was Art Deco, was the name of the artist, the name of the song, and the release is Palm Slave. And before that, we had Patterson Hood, one of the drive-by truckers. Careful, Kenny Joe, doing the song The Van Pelt Parties off of his new CD, Exploding Trees and Airport Screams. And we started the set off with Elena Loper from Seattle doing her song Leaving in Lydian with a Y off of Weather Vane Whale. And speaking of Ys, I forgot to mention in the last time I had the mic in front of me that a diligent search of the WRCT record library did not turn up the requested song, but I do appreciate requests, and we do what we can to get them on the air, but we're going to put the blame on Kenny Joe, not WRCT, but sometimes his record searching skills are not up to the task. If you want to make a request, you can call us at 412-268-WRCT, which is 9728. And you don't have to write that down. All you have to do is go to the WRCT website at WRCT.org, and it will tell you how to call us, how to join us, how to submit music, how to host a program, all sorts of information at WRCT.org. It is now, well, it's 1 minute after 10. In Pittsburgh on Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be signing off here in just a second, and you will get to hear some pre-recorded Zombo. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving holiday. We won't be back until the Friday after the Thanksgiving holiday, when we'll be on the air to entertain you with songs appropriate to Black Friday. Here's Zombo, pre-recorded.
Right here in your brain, it is October, and Zombo is here, and it is very monstery. Have my special guest in the studio with me all month of October, Mr. Tom Savini. Come on in, Tom.
Come on, here you go.
Get the door for you. Thank you very much, Tom. Hey, I was not on last week. I had the COVID. Finally got it. I tried really hard. 3 years, I finally got it. And the nice thing was, I was surprised how handy COVID is. It's very handy. People just do not realize just what a wonderful little thing that could be. I got out of all my engagements, all my work, all my everything, and nobody ever questions. You know, if you ever like call in sick from work, I'm sick. You're sick. Really? You get doctor's excuse? You get that? You can come in, can't you? But you tell them you got COVID. That is better than getting sarcoma, because it's gone later. And, you know, everybody's, oh, are you okay? Can I do anything for you? Do you need anything? Oh, my gosh, you got the COVID. And then it's great because there's just right amount of sympathy, just right amount of believability. It's perfect. It's perfect. And it's a great way. And it's a great way to, you know, a lot of businesses actually took advantage of COVID. For example, oh, we don't have that salad anymore. Yeah, we kind of pared down our menu because of COVID. Oh, by the way, we don't even have menus anymore. You scan this barcode. You know, they want to save money on menus, and they still use the COVID. Oh, you can just scan the QR code. You can just scan that. We don't need menus anymore. Oh, and by the way, you know, nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to work for nothing. Yeah, that's the thing. People don't want to work anymore. Really? They don't want to work. Basically, COVID wised a bunch of people up not to be chumps, you know? I'm not going to work for minimum wage. Give me more money. That's awesome. I think that is awesome. That it actually helped. It helped. It did a lot of good. It did a lot of good. The only bad thing about COVID, it just didn't kill enough stupid people. I'm not getting that. They're going to put a microchip in my arm. They just should have just off those people right then and there. All right. How are you guys doing? You good? So it is awesome. And by the way, I will not be on the third week of October. Because it's going to be monsters. It's going to be monsters all October long. And why? I will, because you can't take the zombie out of the zombo. I will be hosting the Living Dead Weekend, October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Evans City, celebrating the 55th year anniversary of Night of the Living Dead. And some other stuff. Well, that's going to be kind of fun. So, yeah, I'm back doing that. It's Pittsburgh. It's Monster City. It's Zombie Central. It's all them great things. And I've got three shows action-packed with monsters. So we're going to do monsters for the whole month of October. And then we're going to get back into the whole thing in November with, the minutes, the time. Because we started that journey months ago in space on planet Earth. The sun, the moon, the stars, the all of space. And then from space, we went to the next dimension, which is time. Did a whole bunch of time shows. Now we're going to get into the increments of time in November. Minutes, seconds, hours, weeks, days, months. So it's a thing. It's a thing. I love being able to string all these into, because it's one thing to do a theme show. Like, today's show's all about shoes. That's what it's going to be. And then you think, oh, okay. But to make it like weeks and weeks and weeks just goes to show how little imagination I have left. It is really fascinating. How are you guys doing? You guys doing well? No Kenny Joe? Kenny Joe obviously is not here today, but I am. I'm here till 1 o'clock. Tonight is going to be a lot of fun. This whole weekend is going to be a gas. And I love how they turn the switch fall on. You know, yesterday, last day of summer, man, swimming, ice cream, laying in the sun, and I, October, man, boom, that switch flicks, and what happens? Skies get gloomy. It gets kind of drizzly, and it's an impending doom of winter. Just flies right on you. We're going to enjoy that, because the next thing you know, you're going to flick the switch on again, it's going to just be spring again, it's going to be nice weather. But this is perfect Halloween weather. This is perfect Halloween weather. It's gloomy. It's damp. It's that wonderful gray palette, the official color of Pittsburgh. Gray. Pittsburgh gray. So what's happening this weekend? Oh, your goodness gravy. Tonight at the Allegheny Elks Lodge in the north side, the Red Elvises are playing. With special guest Polkamaniacs. So that is tonight. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, so all day Saturday, I will be hosting and emceeing the Festival of Combustion at Cary Furnace. A big celebration of combustion and metal and melting stuff. It's a thing. It is a thing. How do I get these gigs? How does it happen? Here's the secret, okay? You just don't be a jagoff. You know, you don't be a jagoff a long time. And eventually people will come to you and you win stuff. Either that or you just sit around and get drunk, watch movies, or watch football all day, every day. That's how you don't amount to nothing. That's how you don't amount to nothing. You sit around and you watch. You do. Two kinds of folks. Kind of folks that watch, kind of folks that do. Kind of folks that watch and do. Good. Feels good to be back on the radio. More so for me than you. It's a crazy thing. crazy gizmo you talk into when you play records for your buddies, and they wonder what crazy thing's gonna come out of your brain next, what ridiculous song is gonna happen next, or what fabulous gem of profound information am I going to hear, or what amazing song am I going to hear to change my life. Things like that do happen. They happen extremely rarely, but they do happen. And we're only on this here station, WRCT, where it is real radio, real in-your-face, dirty, stinking, smush-it-in-your-face radio. So, Oh, yeah, that's right, Tom. Let's get back into the music. All right. It's Monster Surfing time. The Deadly Ones, RCT.
It's Monster Surfing time.
Yeah! You right now, the amount of work, that's right, Tom, the amount of work I put into this show, I have 200 songs just with Monster in the title, just Monster, you know, because I every October I do, like, you know, like one month I did like I did zombies 1 week, werewolves the next week, vampires the next week, then the year next following year I said, okay, this is all songs with Halloween in the title, or this is the first time ever I've done solid monster, 200, exactly 200 songs. And I don't know if I can get through them in the 3 weeks of October I'm going to be on the radio, but I'm going to do my darndest. And these are all songs about monsters, because it is. You got to love Pittsburgh. It is the monster, zombie, vampire, the capital of the world, you know? And that is fabulous, because every day, I'm not going to play every day as Halloween, because that is a Pittsburgh theme song that everybody plays when they wake up in the morning. All right, Beach Monster. Let's get into the surf coasters. More monsters than you can shake a stick at. Or shake a...
Yeah.
Stereo Lab with Monster Banana Nezris Pomplus. Before that, one of my favorite tunes of all time, Tommy Bruce with Monster Gonzalez. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I can say is yeah. Oof. That's a dilly mo. And also, we heard Beach Monster by the Surf Coasters. And Deadly One doing Monster Serpent Time. Ah! That is correct. And you can tell by that sound, Tom Savini's in the studio with me. It is 10:23, and we are starting. Halloween season off. The weather is perfect. The music is perfect. It's 200 monster songs. That's my goal for the three shows I am doing in October. All songs about monsters. Celebrate. It's a thing. I don't know how it just happened, how I've always gravitated towards this thing, these monster things, these spooky things. I always gravitate towards them, and that's a good thing. I mean, for decades, actually a decade and a half, 14 years, I did the monster DJing at Cedar Point for their Halloween weekends. That was fun. That was fun. The cool thing is, you know, they let me play anything I wanted. Mostly what I played was a lot of, like, spooky surf stuff, which was nice because people who go to, like, amusement parks and stuff like that, I heard an objectionable word in this song, you know. I didn't like it. This is, and for me, you play a lot of instrumentals, and you can't get in any trouble at all, which is wonderful. You know, but I'd be throwing some Cramps in there, maybe a Misfits tune. A bunch of obscure, old, crazy monster songs. That was a good gig. That was a good gig. Oh, whew, 14 years. But I would be outside in this weather. This weather like this, I'd be out on the main, let's go, main concourse, main, the big thing, the main thing, on the arc, on top of their arcade, and they had like speakers set up. And then they left me alone, which is great. That's the beauty of like the gigs I get. You know, they go, you know what? Let's not even bother with this guy. He knows what he's doing. We hope. And set it, forget it. And that's what a lot of places that, you know, they don't want to. And if, you know, with me, anytime I micromanage, they're bossed around, I hit the road. That's the nice thing about this radio. It's like this radio station. There's nobody here. This is a ghost town. This radio station's a ghost town. There's nobody here telling you what you can do, what you can't do. And it is a lot of great doings. And a lot of great do-doings, too. How are you bums doing? Yes! Oh! Halloween time. My favorite time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It really is. It's kind of funny, though, because I go, and you know, how many people are going to do lantern flies for their costume? Believe me, it's not going to be funny even once. Oh, it's a lantern fly costume. Gee, everybody's doing that. If you're going to do it right, just have a big lantern fly party. Have everybody dress up as lantern flies. And then just have like this giant shoe in the middle of the room that you can just drop on people. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only way to do it. If you're going to do it, go whole hog. Go whole hog on this and have everybody be lantern flies. I'm always working. I never really get to go to Halloween parties, but I might this year. We'll see. What else is going on? Knock on the door. No, it wasn't. It was me banging on there. I was just bored. Are you ready for more music? More monster stuff? How about this? Where's it at? I can't find sarcoma. Oh, well. Hey, listen. You know, it takes 2 minutes to be a parent. That's all. Just do 2 minutes, and then you got the rest of the day to yourself. You can teach your kid how to ride a bike in 2 minutes, how to dress themselves, and give them good manners. And 2 minutes really counts. You can also teach your kids how to brush your teeth in 2 minutes. Here, put this on this, stick it in your mouth, wave it around. There, you're done. And it says, you know, maybe it's just me. But I'm the person, I don't understand brushing your teeth before you go to bed. I don't understand brushing your teeth. I'm not like, ooh, you're going to wake up with crummy breath regardless. You're just going to be sleeping. You know, get it, when you get up in the morning, that's when you brush your teeth, right? You brush them in the morning, And then there's these people that are like really anal. They're like, or oral. And I just got done eating this. I got to brush my teeth again. And you know, you look and their gums are all receded because they've been beating the hell out of their choppers or all the enamel's gone. This is called taking it too far. You wake up in the morning, do your business, brush your teeth, make sure your kids brush their teeth, then give them some taffy, some caramels, some hardtack, and then send them on their way. Because that is really good dental hygiene because it takes care of any loose feelings. Because if you get loose feelings with your loose feelings, you know how painful that can be. So get your kids to brush their teeth, you know. Because right now, as they grow up, they're not going to be able to afford going to the dentist. A lot of people I know can't afford going to the dentist. How unbelievable is that? How unbelievable is that? Like, oh, when I was 30 years old, I was going to buy a house. Oh, yeah, well, now I'm 30 years old, and, man, I'm starting to lose my teeth. I can't afford to have my teeth. They used to call that the Lawrenceville Dental Plan before Lawrenceville was Lawrenceville. It was Lawlessville. That was just a couple decades ago. They always called it the Lawrenceville Dental Plan, where guys had summer teeth. Some are here and some are there. So take care of your choppers. Because, I mean, honestly, nothing's more of a, especially the people that think it's really cool that miss like a front tooth. Oh, yeah, this is my cigarette holder. This is my permanent cigarette holder. Believe me, I don't look good on a resume. But then again, who wants a job? Nah. Jobs are for chimps. All right, let's get back into the, that's right, get back into the music. King. And who is the king of the monsters? They always said king of the monsters is like Godzilla. But, you know, I mean, king of the monsters. Frankenstein's a pretty good monster. He's a good king. See, he would be a good king because the crown would fit really good on his head because it's flat. King of the Monsters by a band called the Black Rats. And it's all songs about monsters for the whole frickin' month.
Well, the earth still shakes when I come to town. Well, hey, my
Bride.
With a little monster by his side.
And we're asking Dr. Jekyll to his monster hide.
Oh, it's bound to be a grand affair.
Yes, we're having a monster rally.
And a dino-shrouded
beast. We've a trained gorilla to park your car.
And some zombies coming as they are.
And lucky having Dracula to tend the bar.
Want to join us at our monster meet?
The Phantom of the Opera will be an honored guest.
He'll sing a few selections, sure to meet the acid test.
You'll want to meet the werewolf and some creatures of that kind.
Get chummy with the mummy.
And maybe he'll unwind.
Oh, we're having a monster rally. And we'll start to serve.
Familiar terror will grace the place. The creme de la creme of the horror race.
And a couple of the newer boys from outer space.
You'll be lucky to get out alive.
Right there. Monster Rally by Hans Conried. And Hans Conried, amazing character actor. He was on a lot of TV shows. He was Uncle Tanoose on the Make Room for Daddy. And he was also on a couple shows by the Monkees. And he also was a voice on Fractured Fairy Tales, I believe. He did some voiceover cartoon work. Hans Conried. And that was Monster Rally. And that was right after Monster Mash made a big splash. Why, it was a graveyard smash. And everybody said, wow, Monster is like 65, 63, who knows. And Monster Mash was like a big hit. So everybody was doing like a monster song. It was a great monster craze of the 1960s. What a wonderful time to be a kid, the big monster craze. You know, it wasn't like all of a sudden, oh, that monster, he represents the devil. And you're like, so? So? Yeah, but that's the devil. Yeah, and your point is what? Let me play some more of this devil music. Psychedelic Monsters, Zombo, right here in your brain all month long, playing songs of the monsters. That's right, and I got Tom Savini in the studio with me too. Right, Tom? Joining me for his 15th year for the Halloween season. That's right, I'll play some more music coming right up. Psychedelic Monster. I don't even know who does this song. A lot of these things I just kind of find. I go, who needs to know who played it? They're probably dead anyhow. RCT, Zombo in your brain. See, this stinks. I mean, this is all the earmarks of a bad monster song. Okay? That's all the earmarks. It's just kind of like, okay, this is what rhymes with this, and a psychedelic monster. Boo hiss. I'd rather hear Monster Gonzalez again.
Transylvania, and I walked along this
claw marks on your sweater. I see the teeth marks on your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your tussles back in here. Monster guns are lit.
Top illuminator on a mission for kicks.